Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the benefits of Bumble. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, datetome.tips. That's www.datetome.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website datetome.tips to find out more details. That's www.datetome.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing the benefits of Bumble. So this is in reference to the online dating platform Bumble. So before we get into the podcast, I just need to let you know that because I'm talking about an online dating platform at this moment, you have to appreciate that things can obviously change. So at the time I'm doing this podcast, this is obviously accurate, but please bear in mind, if you're listening to this podcast into the future, there could be some discrepancies, because I'm talking about the functionality of Bumble, and obviously this could change in the coming months and years, and not only that, their rival platforms could be changing as well. So with that out of the way, we are going to be discussing the benefits of Bumble and why it could be the ideal online dating platform for you to choose. So, in essence, Bumble started off as a Tinder clone. So, it is a swipe app with a few minor differences, mainly being that when you are making a connection, if you both swipe yes on each other, then when that connection is made, the woman has to put the first message, and they only have 24 hours to do so, because if they don't, then the match will expire. And if they do send that first message, then the man gets 24 hours to reply, and if they don't, the match will expire. Other than that, initially, Bumble was exactly the same as Tinder. Now, over time, they have differentiated themselves to some degree with options such as searching for, maybe you want to search for a friend, maybe you want to search for a work connection. But in reality, Tinder and Bumble are very similar. One will release one type of upgrade and the other will copy. So for instance, they both have options where you can pay extra money so you can find out when somebody has swiped yes on you. They call it something different, but it's basically the same. But anyway, I digress. We get to a certain stage where Bumble made a change which is a big benefit over Tinder. And that is, you can make audio and video calls within the app. And this is huge, not just in relation to their competition with Tinder, but with their competition with other online dating platforms. Now, even at the time of doing this podcast, I do appreciate that there are similar-ish options on other platforms. I believe I'm right in saying that Plenty of Fish do allow an audio call, for instance, and there could be other similarities, but from what I understand, Bumble is one of the, if not the only platform currently, that allows you instantaneously, if you've made a match, there's no paid upgrades, you can do an audio call or a video call within the app. And this is a game changer, because I think that this is where everybody will follow suit. I think all of their rivals, Tinder and other online dating platforms, will eventually have this as standard. Because what it does is help with the age-old problem with online dating platforms of when do you swap numbers. Because I always advise people, before you meet someone, you want to have telephone calls with them. It really does just give you that extra layer of communication for you to understand that other person more. And I also highly recommend that you have a video call with somebody before you meet them, so you can confirm they look like their photos. So with all that said, that means that I'm suggesting you do exchange numbers. Now, some people aren't happy with this. Some people don't want to exchange numbers until they've actually met and want to see that person again. And I can understand that mindset. I don't believe it's the best option, because I think you really need to know more about who you're meeting before you meet them. But I can understand people who think, you know, this person might be strange when I meet them. I don't want them to have my number. So what Bumble have done here is they've really married up the importance of both concepts, and it now means that you can have that telephone call, you can have that video call, and you don't have to swap numbers. And this is brilliant, because the only other alternative was to have downloaded some type of third party app, which, okay, some people do have, but not everyone, you know. And some people might say, okay, we don't have to swap numbers, but have you got this particular app? And if you have, you know, we use usernames here, so we won't have our numbers, but we can have a call. You know, some people have those, a lot of people don't. So we was left with a situation of, if we want to do a phone call, if we want to do a video call, we have got to give them our number. And if things don't go well, then you might just leave it, or you might need to block them, or you might be worried they're going to stay in contact. That goes out the window with Bumble, because Bumble have implemented this in their app. So from using it previously, I can say that it does seem to be relatively strong within the app. There was a little bit of conceptual problems, you might say, where it did cut out a few times. However, in general, it does seem to be pretty strong, and that, I'm assuming, is only going to get better and better as the technology improves. So it's definitely worth using. As I said, when I've used it in the past, it did cut out a few times, even when I had a relatively strong internet connection. But, you know, you don't know, obviously, what internet connection the other person is having. And, you know, it happened a few times, but in all, it worked very well. So I would say they are the main benefits of Bumble. Also, Bumble has managed to position itself in a way where it's almost like a bit of a classier version of Tinder, you might say. It's been very clever in how it's tried to kind of get this message across, but you really do find a different type of person on Bumble. It does seem that there are less people on Bumble than Tinder. However, it does seem that they seem to be more serious. And if you're going through the profiles, you just get a feeling that there's just something a little bit more classier. You know, I can't explain it any other way. And that's nothing against Tinder. If you've listened to my other podcasts, I've done numerous podcasts on Tinder, including one on a huge Tinder experiment that I did. I will put the link of that in the description. But yeah, looking at Bumble as a rival, I would say that it's certainly worth considering for your time if you're using online dating. And that ties in nicely with letting you know that I have written a book which gives you all of the hints, tips, and advice on how to be successful using online dating. And if you're interested in that book, it's paperback and it's also on ebook, and you can find it on my website, dateme.tips. As well as that, on my website, you can apply for email coaching. You can get in touch with me, and I provide email coaching on all of these type of subjects. So if you want advice on how to use online dating, if you want some coaching in that regard, I do email coaching, and the information is on dateme.tips. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope that's given you a little bit more of an insight into the benefits of Bumble, and it's not just a Tinder clone anymore. You know, it does have things which differentiate itself from Tinder and from other online dating platforms, and for me, they are the killer features. So check out Bumble, and I hope you're very successful.